I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The U.S. opens its new embassy in contested Jerusalem. But casting a pall over the celebration this morning in Jerusalem, violence along the Gaza border. Israeli soldiers shot and killed at least 41 Palestinian protesters. The Israelis say their troops came under fire. President Trump appeared in a pre-recorded video message at the ceremony in Jerusalem, saying the U.S. will work for peace in the region, but
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared as well, thanking President Trump and the United States.
We have no better friends in the world. You stand for Israel and you stand for Jerusalem. Thank you.
The U.S. Ambassador David Friedman welcomed the crowd this morning. I'm Rita Foley.